Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up.
All right, the Arizona Cardinals at 3-6-1. They are preparing for the San Francisco 49ers. It, on paper, looks like a really tall test, but the 49ers are banged up. There's going to be some interesting matchups. And then you wonder, what are you going to get from David Johnson? Yeah, the David Johnson story continues. His wife on Instagram, I love this, put out on Instagram, hold on, let me get this exactly, because I do not want to misquote Megan T. Johnson. Quote, "Mess with my man, I dare you. Hashtag Bonnie and Clyde." Bonnie and Clyde, the movie, I don't know how many people actually saw it. Did you ever see the original?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
I remember being a wee lad watching it going, wow, that's pretty rad. Look at how they shot up that car. Wow. Faye Dunaway's pretty cute.
Look at how they robbed that bank.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a lot of easy jokes that might come out of this, but I do like the fighting spirit I'm hearing from the Johnson camp.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. As long as this continues to be a storyline, I don't like speculating on what's going on with an athlete if a personal matter or something in his personal life is affecting his on-field play. It's really none of my damn business, but you throw that hashtag out there.
Right.
I mean, that's probably in the bottom five hashtags you could use on a similar post to quiet the critics.
Right.
I mean, the only ones worse than that really would be, yes, we're stealing, hashtag, yes, we're stealing money.
Right. The famous quote from Bonnie and Clyde.
Here it is.
When Warren Beatty, I'll just say it because I know this because I've seen the movie. Warren Beatty says, "I'm Bonnie, she's Clyde, we rob banks."
Davis, we work this place.
How you? This here's Miss Bonnie Parker.
Glad to meet you.
I'm Clyde Barron.
Clyde.
Nobody!
We rob banks.
There you go. We rob banks. Now, so obviously, people who think David Johnson might be not giving the Cardinals full return, there's a lot of easy jokes to be had there. But I think the context that David Johnson's wife was looking for was the solidarity. Like, if you're all turning on my man, I got his back.
Yeah. I didn't
mess
see the
with
movie.
My man.
How
I
did the movie
you.
End, Bick? Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know how the movie ended, you might want to just turn the sound down.
As a very young kid, I'll tell you this much. The ending to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid tripped me out. I did not like that one bit. Remember that? All the Federales on the cliff blowing those two to bits. You remember that? You don't remember that?
I never saw the movie.
Oh, wow.
So, no, I don't remember it.
All right. Also in Cardinal land, we're going to get into this momentarily, a good exchange going on between LeBron James and Kyler Murray. Fast friends, man.
So, I wish Kyler Murray would have left him hanging.
Oh, no, that would have been funny. Could you imagine that?
It wouldn't happen, but we can all have our own
little fantasy about it.
Our own
that
little
is kind of good.
Fantastical requests on the subject.
All right, we're going to get to the Cardinals momentarily. Week 11 gets underway tonight in the NFL. Good matchup. You've got the Brownies and the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a rivalry between cities, a rivalry that's been frequently hammer and nail throughout their history. Cleveland Browns head coaches have a history of getting fired after losing to the Steelers. Freddie Kitchens could be next.
Although they are coming off a win. There is that.
There is that.
Yeah, this is one of those, I mean, we talk about it a lot in the Phoenix viewpoint about one-sided rivalries. This is about the most extreme example of a one-sided rivalry ever.
It's true. It's a good point. Really is.
Because Cleveland Browns fans, with every fiber of their being, hate the black and gold of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Black and yellow, whatever terminology you want to use. The Steelers don't care about the Browns.
Not at all.
This was supposed to be the year that the Browns leapfrogged the Steelers. And Pittsburgh, with all of their adversity, with all their injuries, they're the team in the playoff chase right now.
I know. Yeah, listen, and I've always been a big critic of Mike Tomlin. He's doing a really good job this year with very little to work for. And you know what? I tell you what, we saw this with Cam Newton. I'm not You know, some of the reports over the years don't exactly paint Ben Roethlisberger out to be the best guy in the world.
I hadn't heard.
You hadn't heard before? So, there's the...
I'm one to believe that he's going to get back to you on that interview request at some point.
Yeah.
He's just got a lot on his plate, man.
He sure does. He sure does. So, this might be a situation, man, where the team just... Maybe their spirits are just lifted up. You know, there's a more joie de vivre in the air. All right? There's a more... There's just a better... You know, better feng shui happening. You know?
Now you're just saying words here.
Kind of. Yeah, I am. I am just saying words.
Now there's just an e pluribus unum going on.
That's right. Now there's just kind of a carpe diem happening. You know what I mean? It's kind of good. All right, the Phoenix Suns are entertaining Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks tonight, Vinny.
I can't wait for Trae Young to score like 42 points. And then for me to be barraged on social media about how the Suns blew it by not taking Doncic or Young instead of DeAndre Ayton.
Uh-huh.
That's really what I'm looking forward to tonight. Tongue in cheek, of course.
Well, yeah. They get
Trae Young's having a great year.
Well, yeah, they get folded in because these are the two best players of that draft class. But Trae Young was never in the conversation. As Rod Lakin pointed out this morning, we didn't print up buttons with Trae Young's name.
There was only two. There was Team Ayton or Team Doncic.
That's
there was
it.
No Team Young.
You had two choices, right? You had two choices.
Yeah, right. He's been fantastic this year.
No, he has.
It hasn't. I mean, the Hawks come in 4-6, improved. Their second best player is not on the court.
Yeah.
Sound familiar? Well, second best player not on the court because of a 25-game suspension?
Yeah, sounds very, very familiar. Yeah. Very, very familiar.
Aaron Baines is on the court for the Suns tonight, I thought.
Oh,
no?
Well done.
I heard you, Jarrett, yesterday in my role as listener of this program, refer to Kelly Oubre Jr. as the second best player on the Suns.
Yeah, he probably is. Well, what do you think? I don't know. That's a tough one. Him or Rubio is probably the real answer.
I think Baines or Rubio is the answer right now from what we've seen so far. Kelly's been good. He wasn't good against the Lakers, but he's been good. But he hasn't been as consistent as
I sort of used it in the context of one of the main reasons they lost to the Lakers is because he wasn't good. Because the other guys, you know, if you say that Rubio and Baines are their second and third best player, they were good.
They were good, yeah. Really good.
All right, college basketball. What do we need to cover, Vinny? I'm going to let you steer this part of the program.
ASU's got their home opener tonight. Central Connecticut State University. Do you know their mascot?
A bulldog?
No. I believe it's the Blue Devils.
Really?
I believe it is. So that's happening in Tempe. Down in Tucson, the Arizona Wildcats are hosting San Jose State.
Mm-hmm.
And last night in San Diego, Dan Marley's GCU Lopes fell to 0-3.
What's happening with the Lopes?
They've had two. I mean, the first game we joked about, they lose to a Division II team in Davenport. That's not good. Then they hosted Illinois, who's formidable, and go on the road at San Diego State last night. But they got blown out last night. They got beat by 25. And they've had success against San Diego State in the past. So I don't know if that's a... Maybe that's a good measuring stick of where GCU basketball is this year. Might be a lean season. Hopefully not.
I didn't see this coming. I thought this school and this basketball program was on a nascent path, a ascending path. I didn't see a down recruiting year coming in the midst of this.
Yeah, and there's a kid, Mitchell, on San Diego State that hit a jumper or hit a basket in front of the GCU bench and started barking at Dan Marley.
Oh, that's good.
And Dan pops out of his seat and reacts to it. His quote after the game was, the kid got a technical. Dan Marley's quote after the game was, and I'm paraphrasing, kid makes a play that everybody in college athletics can make, and all of a sudden he thinks he's Michael Jordan. a rough start for the Lopes.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to get my head around this. A kid who plays for San Diego State gets in the face of Dan Marley. Kid who's not even good enough.
I don't know if he got in his face.
Kentucky.
He stared him down and might have said something.
Well,
Dan
he got
Marley
a technical foul.
Yeah, he didn't appreciate it. So, and even San Diego State's coach was like, yeah, Dan was upset. I would have been too.
Yeah. Well, they got worked by 25 last night. Mm-hmm. All right, finally, the Arizona Coyotes end their road trip tonight. They are in Minnesota to play the Wild. It's been a very profitable road trip so far.
Yeah, they've been able to get 4 points against the Stanley Cup champions of the last 2 years over the first two games. First time that's ever happened. 69 times that appeared on an NHL team schedule, and nobody completed that feat until the Coyotes did it when they beat St. Louis.
Wow.
It's a crazy statistic. But maybe this is... You know, they've had those moments where you think this is going to be the start of a run, and then they trip up a little bit. Maybe this is the start of a real sustained run, which would be cool to see.
Yeah.
And a chance to avenge a loss to Minnesota.
Yeah.
That happened at Gila River Arena not too long ago.
Yeah.
So,
listen. Yeah, they're firing hot right now. I like where they're going. That's all good. All right, those are items we are getting into today. It's Thursday. We've got our general array of guests and cool things. Rick Neuheisel and Jay Billa so far.